Later. As probably a reasonable number, you know. LaTeX is a type-setting program that lots of people use for creating nice, shiny, pretty documents. But you can also use it for creating presentations. And a lot of the CS lectures that we're doing. And talented.
Yes.
Right. And most people tend to use a package called Beaver. Right. It's a LaTeX class thing. Right. Thank you. Yes, and it supports all the nice, shiny, pretty things that LaTeX normally does. You can do in this, and it's just enough to do it. Yes, so if you do documents, this is really easy to do. You just have to know that it exists and how to do it. And I'm going to show you that now. Oh, and even if you don't, it's even still easy. Right, I'm presuming you already have LaTeX installed. Right, so first thing you do is install Beamer. There's a LaTeX Beamer package in Ubuntu, which is install. Then, instead of document class article or letter or whatever you normally use, you stick Beamer in. And then each slide you want, you stick it in a frame, like that. So, slash frame, and then whatever you want the content of the frame to be. Or, you can use begin and then frames. yes, and within the begin or end frame, or within the frame block, you stick a frame title, and it sets title, like the current one, it's basic usage. This slide. And everything pretty much works as normal. There are a few things you have to tweak, verbatim blocks are one of them. You can use the pause command to split a slide into multiple bits. So it's commonly used for things like this, where one slide and I've got bullet points, so I have to split it into multiple sections. So I just put a bullet point and then pause and then another bullet point. And it can be used to split anywhere. You don't have to split in bullet points, you can split in the middle of a line of text, in the middle of a picture, whatever. So you can have a picture half appear after you've drawn half of it. Right. And a common thing people tend to use is the Beamer theme split thing, package with it. it's what I'm using at the moment. You stick this in your document header, so between your document class and your begin document. And then you use section headers, and it puts them on the left. So usage examples finally are the ones, and you can do subsections as well, and they appear on the right. And it moves through them, and it helps keep track of how you're getting on through your presentation. And your, for instance, your students can know how long you've got left till they can go home. Right. Bit of example. So, document class, Beamer, and then Beamer theme split, so it's like this. Right, then you stick your standard title and author like you do in the document in. Right, and then you start your document. Right, then usually you put in some special slides, like you put in a title page, which is what I used at the beginning, and it just takes the author and title data that you've already entered. You can also put, so then I start a section, and do a table of contents, and it'll generate those from your sections and subsections and sub-subsections that you've put in your document as you go down. And then you have a slide. So I put this slide in its own section, right, and its own subsection. Then I started a frame with, and put everything in the frame. So then I set a title, and then put a list. And these items, it will show the first item when the slide loads, and then you have to move on to the next before you choose the next item. It actually does it by, it's just a PDF, it generates from the end, and it does it by using it with lots of pages of the same thing, and each one's just got a new bullet point on the bottom. But you can also do it with begin and end frames, which is what you need to do if you want to put in other begin and ends in it, otherwise it gets a bit tied up, especially with verbatim blocks, which is what I was talking with just now. You need to set verbatim, if you're going to put begin and end verbatims in, you need to set your frame to be fragile, and I forgot to put in the slides how to do that. But the internet's quite easy to tell you how to do that. And don't forget your end document. Right. These slides, and the source for these slides, so you can see exactly how it's done and have a play with it and screw around with them, are all on there and will probably be with the presentation that's been uploaded. This was very brief, and there should be an extra slide. Come on. Ah, any questions?
Did you have to run it twice to get the table of contents to work properly?
I didn't do a table of contents, but yes, you did.
That still is.
Like a normal document, you do. Yes, and the thing at the top doesn't work without the table of contents file, so you have to compile it twice.
Haven't they fixed that yet?
They can't.
But why?
Because it's a two-part thing.
Yes, if you get confused whilst using Beamer to write about Beamer.
It was throwing some wobblies when I was on. This slide, because I was ending a frame in a verbatim block in a frame, and it was actually ending the frame as actually was.
So there was no end to the verbatim.
It was thinking I was ending a frame in a verbatim, when actually I was just talking about ending a frame in a verbatim. Yes, it just turns out a lot. Fragile is very much required. Yes, any other questions?
It's fragile.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure what it does, but you need it if you want to put verbatim full begin and end verbatim blocks in a frame.
Right.
I think it just makes it more, I don't know, something.
So you do cool shiny things with these slides.
What, transitions?
Yeah.
Yeah, but transitions are evil. And they're not limited. It's not because it only produces a PDF. You need. There aren't too many PDF viewers that support them. For instance, the one I'm using doesn't support them, otherwise I would have shown those two. But they're a bit evil, and they're not that nice. And you can only do it between slides, and not, you can't do it with polls, as far as I can tell.
It's really
nice. You can also make it produce handouts straight off, which is also nice. Any other questions?
Did you bring your handouts?
No. I've only just finished it. It is very quick. It's very quick and it all looks all nice and shiny. Wait.